You are about to listen to an interview to Donald Ferenc about the inauguration of a very special bench that was placed just outside the Peace Palace at The Hague in May 2018. Donald is the convener of the Global Institute for the Prevention of Aggression, a research associate at the Center for Criminology of the Oxford University Faculty of Law, and a visiting professor at Middlesex University School of Law in London. This interview was conducted by myself, Antonia Macias. I'm a lawyer, executive director of Equipo Niscor, and a program coordinator for Radio Niscor. We are talking with Don Ferenc about a very moving event that took place at The Hague, more specifically at the Peace Palace in the city of The Hague on the 27th of May this year, 2018. This event I'm referring to was the ceremony of inauguration of a bench that his father, Benjamin Ferenc, donated to the city of The Hague. Could you please, Donald, explain to us the symbolism of this bench, its motto, and the link between your father and the city of The Hague?
Yes, thank you, Antonia. I'm delighted to do that. Several years ago, my father was particularly honored by the city of The Hague, and he felt very, very appreciative of the fact that next to the Peace Palace in The Hague is a small pathway, a walkway, which was named by the city of The Hague, Benjamin Ferenc Pad, basically a small, lovely pathway, shaded and wooded around some trees, immediately adjacent to the Peace Palace. The Peace Palace, of course, has a long history here in The Hague. It was donated effectively with funds from Andrew Carnegie. It was completed in 1913. Ironically, within 1 year, the world was at war again. But nonetheless, the city of The Hague has set an example for the rest of the world as really a center of international law and respect for the rule of law. We have the International Court of Justice, we have arbitration courts, we have the International Criminal Court here housed in The Hague. We have many, many agencies that are working toward the betterment of man, toward a more humane world under the rule of law. And my dad has a slogan, and his lifelong slogan has been law, not war. And when the city of The Hague was so kind as to honor my father by putting up a street sign that says Benjamin Ferenc Pad, we actually inquired as to whether or not they might be able to put on the sign itself underneath his name something along the lines of law, not war. And they said, well, we really can't do that because unfortunately we have our regulations, and they were very supportive, but they were not in a position to put that type of a slogan on a street sign. So my father cleverly said, well, how about if I donate a bench to the city of The Hague, and on the bench we'll put a little plaque that says law, not war. And they said, okay, nice idea. So my father put me in charge of organizing a bench. And what he had in mind was basically a 6 foot, 5 or 6 foot park bench, like you would see. And I think he had in his mind a little brass plaque, probably about, you know, a foot long, you know, by 8 inches high. And when I came to discuss with the representatives of the city of The Hague where we might put such a bench, we started off next to the pathway in the little wooded area on the side of the Peace Palace, where it's not visible from the road. And as we walked around, we came back toward the front of the Peace Palace, where there is a beautiful high gate through which you can see the beautiful, beautiful spires of the Peace Palace and the grounds of the Peace Palace. And I simply asked for completeness, would it perhaps be possible to put a bench here, where people could sit on the bench, see the law, not war message, and look at the beauty of either the Peace Palace or look across the street, away from the Peace Palace, depending upon which way they wanted it to go. To my delight, they said, yes, you could put it here. Well, the area is at least a 45-foot area in length. And so instead of putting together a little 6-foot bench, I, working with a company here in the Netherlands, designed a bench, which you have seen yourself, on which initially were engraved the words law, not war, and they have since we have since modified the bench to have pieces of metal on which are stenciled the words law, not war, so that they can be seen from a much, much greater distance away. And that message faces both toward the Peace Palace, and it also faces toward the street. So anyone coming by the bench can see law, not war. Everybody coming by on their bicycles, for example, can read it. Hopefully we won't cause any accidents. And there's a small pedestal with an information plaque on it. And I'm hoping to upgrade that, actually, so that you can have an iPhone or something where you have a link to a website which you can just, you know, put it on the code on the plaque. And that's still a little bit in work in process. Mm-hmm. That still is several months away. And we already have a website that Professor Hope May of Central Michigan has actually already arranged to do this, so my father can give a verbal message or a video message on top of the message that is inscribed on the bench. So my father did this as a tribute to the people and the city of The Hague, and also as a reminder to all of us that law is always better than war. And my interest is not in just having people come by and see this bench. It's to have them think about what is the bench saying and to ask themselves the question, what can I do to make it a world in which we live by a rule of law? And you've just had me record some thoughts on the crime of aggression, which I won't go into here, but people of countries all over the world can ask their governments, what are they doing to submit themselves to the rule of law? As just a final comment, I'm reminded of a quote from Andrew Carnegie, who, as he got older, is reputed to have said, "As I grow older, I pay less attention to what men say. I just watch what they do. Talk is cheap. Action is much more valuable." And I would invite all of your listeners and all those who come by and see the bench that says law, not war, to ask themselves, what can they do to make that a reality?
Thank you very much, Donald. You've just listened to an interview to Donald Ferenc about the inauguration of the Law Not War Bench at The Hague. For further information on the crime of aggression and the illegal use of force as a crime against humanity, you can visit the page dedicated to this topic at Equiponis course website. This interview was recorded at The Hague on December the 6th and produced at our studios in Belgium on December 13th, 2018.